Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Wicca Shaman Show. Today's episode is introverts versus extroverts, and I hope at the end of the episode that you have a better idea of which one you are. And I am going to be starting a 16 personality series. And so if you have not taken the 16 personality test, I recommend that you do that because you will find out if you're an introvert or an extrovert, and it will dive much deeper into your personality than that. And I do and will do future episodes over what the other categories that you will find out if you take the test. So, and also to add, I started the February 30 mile challenge, which is running 1.5 miles every day, Monday through Friday in February. So it's Friday. It's my day number 5. I have been doing it. I am averaging about 11 minutes a mile, so nothing crazy. And I'm just going out there 1.5 miles. My legs have been sore, but nothing too bad. My lungs have been, I feel like they're already stronger after 5 days of me breathing while I'm doing it. So I already think I'm feeling better. The first 2 days was very bad. The third day was all right. Fourth and fifth was not too bad at all. And I do feel like my body's already getting better at running. It's already getting more used to it, and it's becoming easier. So I hope you guys are doing that with me. But let's jump into introvert versus extroverts. Introverts and extroverts are very different, but it's important to remember these traits aren't just how you act in front of other people, but also how you react to the environment around you. For example, each introvert and extrovert is different from each other, and each response they have to people or the environment is subjective and different for each person. For example, in a study, 80% of extroverts prefer to invite many friends or a big family gathering over for Thanksgiving, when only 60% of introverts prefer to invite a small group, so not a large group, but a small group of family or no one at all. So you have 80% of extroverts that want a big gathering for Thanksgiving, and about 60% of introverts want a small one or none at all. So that's going to be a little bit of a difference. But for example, you can't throw them all into any given group. One difference is extroverts usually require more physical stimuli to feel accomplished or happy with their result. For example, an introvert may be happy jogging in the park, when an extrovert would need to go somewhere with more activity, more people, or a better scenery to feel as happy as the introvert did jogging in the park. Another difference would be extroverts tend to say what is on their mind before deeply thinking about saying it, when an introvert is more likely to go into deep thought before they put their thoughts towards other people or into reality. This personality trait makes introverts better public speakers because they will deep think about everything that they say, planning for the speech. At the same time, extroverts will be more likely to get their voice heard by others, and this may allow them to go further in life, especially in workplaces. The biggest difference is going to be an introvert feels charged after it gets to reflect and after it gets to have its alone time, when an extrovert feels more charged after being with a group of people or a setting with big social gatherings. Introverts are drained when they're in settings with big crowds. This doesn't mean that they want to be alone all the time or they don't like people, but extroverts are more likely to come across as being a nicer person in first impressions because it's easier for them to open up to strangers. Introverts are more likely to be quiet and keep things to themselves, making it hard for them or more difficult for them to make new friends. In studies, introverts are much more likely to be distracted by people, sounds, or any stimulus happening around them. Extroverts are better at getting things done in loud, hectic environments. They believe this is because introverts are more self-aware about what is around them, and it's distracting them and draining them, when it's easier for an extrovert to put all of their energy into one subject without being distracted about what's going on around them. In studies, extroverts come across as being more approachable as well than introverts, mainly because extroverts will make eye contact or are more likely to make eye contact with strangers, when introverts are much more likely to turn away, close their body off to people that they don't know and aren't comfortable with. So these are some very grand ideas and outlines for the introvert and extroverts, but there are many more, of course. But which one sounds more like you? My final thoughts are we all have pros and cons no matter what side we land on or what personality traits we have, and it's important we must find our strengths and bring them to the table as much as possible and work on our cons or areas we are weak at. It's very important to know your weaknesses. That way you can work on them and make them stronger. And like I said, it's very important to know your strengths, because you have to know that that is what you bring to a team or to anything that you're putting your mind and energy into. And again, guys, take the 16 personality test. I am going to have very many or a lot of episodes over that. I have done an episode two seasons ago about just the test. It goes into what it tells you and what categories that you might fall into. So after you take the test and you get your personality, many websites are going to give you the details on what it means. But if you want even more further detail, check out my episode over the 16 personalities test that I had two seasons ago. But like always, guys, this is the Wicca Shaman Show, always 15 minutes or less. This is the new season, second episode's this one. I have some guests coming on and a lot more great subjects coming for you guys. Follow us on Instagram at the Wicca Shaman. If you have any episode topic ideas, let us know and we will try our best to cover them. And if you have anyone that you know that would be a great guest, have them reach out to us and we will try our best to get them on the show. But thank you guys for listening. I will see y'all next time on the Wicca Shaman Show. And a quick shout out to our sponsor, Anchor. Here we go. I'm going to end today with a poem that I wrote and I called The Empath, which I thought was a good one to go with today's episode. And it goes like, they view within my eyes, aura as I'm in disguise, all their emotions arise. I feel every single cry, I feel my energy drain, I bottle all of their pain. Am I mad or insane? Is this all in my brain? Sentiment hits like a train, like every drop in the rain. I don't want these sorrows, I dissociate souls away. This is life every single day in the impression of pain.